Welcome to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. We're a welcoming faith community in San Jose, California, grounded in the love of God and committed to living that love in the world. We offer two kinds of episodes each week. First, you'll hear recordings of our Sunday worship services. So whether you're traveling, at home, or exploring our community for the first time, you can join us in worship. Second, we share episodes inspired by our blog, where we reflect on scripture, explore how faith speaks to today's world, and talk about what it means to follow Jesus in daily life. While we work out the technical details of our production process, you'll hear an AI voice reading some of our episodes. We're doing this so we can share content with you right away, and we'll transition to live voices as our setup develops. Thanks for listening. We're glad you're here. Welcome to today's episode. I want to talk about a topic that's stirring a lot of conversation in both the church and the public square: Christian nationalism. Recent coverage of Douglas Wilson's call for a Christian republic has reignited debate about faith and politics. Headlines are asking tough questions. What exactly is Christian nationalism? How does it align with or challenge the gospel? Let's walk through this together. I want to look at what Scripture says, why nationalism can be so tempting, and how we can live with our faith rooted in something deeper than politics. You know, when we look at this through the lens of Scripture, something important stands out. When Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." That single sentence flips our assumptions about power and loyalty. Throughout the Bible, God's people are reminded that kingdoms come and go. Empires rise and fall, but Christ's reign is eternal. The prophets and New Testament writers warn us not to put our trust in political strength or human systems. Jesus brings a kingdom built on justice, mercy, and sacrificial love. When we start to link his mission too closely to political movements, we blur the line between what is eternal and what is temporary. The gospel isn't about taking over civic institutions. It's about calling people to follow Jesus, who transforms hearts and reconciles lives. It's easy to see why nationalism is appealing. It gives people a strong sense of identity, belonging, and shared purpose. In uncertain times, turning to cultural roots, flags, and political power can feel reassuring. Saying we are a Christian nation sounds good, as if faith and country are always meant to align. But there's a danger when that national loyalty overshadows loyalty to Christ. The cross can turn into a symbol of ideology instead of sacrificial love. We start to judge faith by cultural or political conformity rather than obedience to Jesus. Some Christian nationalists believe society should legislate morality or give Christians special privileges. But the gospel doesn't advance through force. It proclaims freedom through Christ, not coercion by law. Douglas Wilson has argued for a Christian republic shaped by biblical principles, but critics warn that this can drift toward theocracy and silence dissenting voices. And some of the intellectual roots of modern Christian nationalism trace back to the New Apostolic Reformation, a movement that pushes for Christian control over key cultural spheres like government, media, and education. Even among those who disagree on the details, the shared vision of a Christian society exposes real theological tension about how believers should engage the culture around them. So, what can we do in response? How do we live faithfully in a political environment that constantly pulls for our allegiance? Here are a few practical ways to keep Christ at the center. First, remind yourself where your true citizenship lies. Say it clearly: I'm a citizen of heaven. Everything else, nationality, politics, tribe, is secondary. Let Christ's kingdom shape your identity more than the rhetoric of earthly power. Second, choose humble service over chasing political clout. Jesus washed feet. Paul encouraged believers to honor others. James told us to care for the vulnerable. Influence without love isn't the gospel. Service and compassion speak far louder. Third, speak truth, but do it with grace. We don't withdraw from public life, but we enter it as pilgrims, not conquerors. we can challenge injustice and fear while maintaining humility and love. Fourth, love across divides. Nationalism often draws lines about who belongs and who doesn't, but Jesus crossed every line. His love reaches across nations and tribes. Let that widen your friendships, your prayers, and your actions. And finally, anchor everything in Scripture. Evaluate politics and policies through the lens of the Bible, not the other way around. The gospel is never a political accessory. It stands above every party and platform. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a few questions to reflect on. How can you live as a citizen of heaven today, softening hearts instead of hardening divides? Are there ways you've let national identity become part of your spiritual identity? Where might political loyalty be shaping your faith more than Scripture? Christian nationalism raises big questions, but Scripture gives us a clear starting point. Jesus said His kingdom is not of this world. Our first loyalty belongs to Him, and that truth can reshape how we engage with politics, culture, and one another. Thanks for listening. If this episode challenged or encouraged you, share it with someone who'd benefit. You can find more reflections and resources on our website. Until next time, stay rooted in Christ and live as citizens of heaven first. Thanks for listening to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to subscribe and share it with a friend. You're always welcome to join us for Sunday worship, offered live at our church, interactively on Zoom, and live streamed on our YouTube channel. All the details you need can be found at www.newcreationlutheranchurch.org. If you'd like to support our ministry, you can give through the links on our website or text the word GIVE to 844-703-9144. That's text GIVE to 844-703-9144. We're grateful to have you with us. See you next time.